roll away every stone.
Brush away every tear.
Stand tall, all you bent low.
Cast spread the news.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Can we all please stand? Let's pray. Risen Christ, as you greeted the two Marys who were hurrying on the road to tell the good news to the disciples, so come and meet us here. May your Easter greeting dance off the page and into our hearts so that we may skip with joy and sing with delight. Christ is risen. Amen.
Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake from an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I've told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power. He went in doing good and healing all that were oppressed.
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
They put Jesus to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised Jesus on the third day and made him manifest.
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
John 20, 1-18. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple started off for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stopped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went outside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there. While the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw the white-robed angels, one sitting at the head of the other, at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni." Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunrise Service. The junior high Sunday school class has put together a skit of the symbols of Easter.
Symbols, not symbols.
Oh, like breakfast food? Like my new outfit? Easter basket? Chocolate? You see a lily? Flowers? But I found a bunny.
The cross and the empty tomb are the true symbols of Easter.
Thank you.
For our hope in Christ is only for this life. We are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. After that, the end will come, when he will turn the kingdom over to God the Father, having destroyed every ruler and authority and power. For Christ must reign until he humbles all his enemies beneath his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Please rise for hymn number 327, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Visited the empty tomb and heard again God's youthful messengers.
Do not be amazed. Jesus has risen. Return to your homes. Jesus will lead you there.
We are witnesses to all Jesus did in Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem.
Now Jesus works in our midst, and Christ lives through us.
as Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit's power for a ministry of healing and doing good.
We are a mission for our ministry. God empowers us to go and tell.
Amen.